Today we're talking with Stuart Bray, Project Officer with the New South Wales Sustaining the Basin Irrigated Farm Modernisation Project, about how funded projects from Round 1 and the newly funded projects from Round 2 are progressing in the Namoi and Peel Valleys.
Thanks for talking with us today, Stu. We haven't had an update for a while, so how are things going with the projects in the Namoi and the Peel Valleys?
Well, Annette, it's been a terrible season here on the Namoi and the Peel. In fact, one of the worst for years. Although we've had some scattered falls of rain the last week or so, we need a lot more to get back on track, and we certainly need a big inflow for the irrigation dams to get us through the summer coming up. In terms of our projects on the Peel and the Namoi, just a quick update on those. We've had seven that have completed their final report and they've also received their final funding. We've got three that are within weeks of completing. So out of the 19 in the first round, 50% of the projects will be completed by the end of November. So I think we're running pretty well on track, and so certainly by Christmas time there'll be a few more again. All participants in the second round have received their funding, and Peter Smith and myself have visited them all to brief them on how to manage their project and just sort of talk through any problems they might have, and there's been some changes made to that which makes it easier for the participants to get in the necessary report.
Gee, that sounds really good. Things are moving along. I know that DPI have been working pretty closely with the irrigators to make the implementation of their projects as easy as possible. How have the irrigators you've been dealing with found that process generally? Have there been any issues crop up that you didn't expect?
Yes, well, we're working pretty well as a team, I think, and with Peter and myself both working, it's meant that I guess we have about 10 participants each in the project, so when they need something in a hurry, we can actually drive out and see them. So they know we're about, and they ring us quite often, and so do the retailers as well. But some of the side effects that are impacting on the participants, one is the drought. And while it's been good for some projects, certainly for those people who are putting in above ground storages have had no rain for the last few months, that's been great. They can certainly get ahead of schedule there. But on the other hand, it's had a devastating effect on other irrigators who've had, there's one particular fellow we have. He's got cattle stations in Western Queensland and far northwestern New South Wales, busy running around, selling his cattle, which is a pretty sad event for him. And his project's on hold now until we get some decent rain, so he'll probably be one of the last people to finish his project, I'd say, the way things are going, the way he explained it to me. So, it's going fairly well, except for those people who are sort of caught up in catastrophic events like the drought.
Yeah, well, I guess we can't control the weather, and yeah, that's a difficult thing to deal with, but it sounds like the process at least is flexible enough for irrigators to be able to cope with those sorts of things and have you on tap to advise them. Thanks today, Stu, for giving us some time and giving us an update. It sounds like things are going along pretty well.
Yep, I think so.
This has been Annette McCaffrey talking with Stuart Bray on the progress of projects in the Namoi and Peel Valleys funded through the Australian Government's Sustainable Rural Water Use and Infrastructure Program.